Welcome to this day in history class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History Class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's December 1st. Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white passenger on a segregated bus in Montgomery, Alabama on this day in 1955. There are a lot of misconceptions about this. One is that Rosa Parks was just really tired from a long day of work and she just wanted to get home, and this was sort of something that caught her up in the civil rights movement. But Rosa Parks had been an activist for many years before that day on the bus. She had joined the NAACP in 1943. She went to leadership conferences and annual meetings. She chaired committees. She gave addresses at these meetings and conferences. She documented crimes and discrimination against Black Americans, and she investigated the sexual assaults and rapes of Black women. Another big misconception is that she was the first person to refuse to give up her seat to a white passenger on a segregated bus in Montgomery, and that's not true either. A lot of people had done the same in the years leading up to this, including a young woman named Claudette Colvin. This wasn't even the first time that Rosa Parks had refused to give up her seat. She had been removed by the same driver who was at the wheel that day in 1955. He had removed her from a bus previously. She had said she was never going to ride one of his buses again, and that she would not have gotten on the bus that day if she had realized that he was the one at the wheel. When this happened, though, the NAACP had been on the lookout for a test case that they could take to the courts to try to overturn segregation laws. To do that, they needed a good plaintiff, somebody who would seem respectable and sympathetic to a white judge and the white media. And that's how Rosa Parks became sort of the face of this in a lot of ways. She's the person most famously associated with the bus boycott. She was certainly fierce, but she also had a soft-spoken demeanor. She was married, she had a job, she went to church, she had no criminal record. This was all part of a legal strategy to try to do everything possible to take a winnable case to the courts. The Montgomery bus boycott began as Parks' case went to trial. About 90% of Black riders boycotted the bus, and the boycott's leaders went to the city with very clear demands. They wanted courteous treatment on all the buses. They wanted first-come, first-served seating with whites in the front and Blacks in the back, so no more giving up your seat to white passengers. They also wanted Black drivers to be hired for the primarily Black bus routes. This boycott went on for more than a year, during which time Parks and other leaders of it did extensive organizing and campaigning, and this was all at great risk to their own lives. The houses of multiple people who were involved in the boycott were bombed, including the house of Martin Luther King Jr. Ultimately, the case went all the way to the United States Supreme Court, which ultimately issued a written order that the buses be integrated. This was one of the major moments in the civil rights movement in the United States. Rosa Parks and her husband, though, faced extensive harassment and discrimination and threats all during and after the boycott. They later moved away to Detroit with the hope of starting over without all of this harassment. But even in Detroit, they had trouble getting work because of their association with the boycott and the civil rights movement. It took Rosa Parks about 5 years to find steady paying work afterward. She eventually got a job in the office of Representative John Conyers Jr., and she continued working there until she retired. She died on October 24th, 2005. You can learn more about her and about the bus boycott in the February 3rd and 5th, 2014 episodes of Stuff You Missed in History Class. Thanks to Casey Pegram and Chandler Mays for their audio work on this show. You can subscribe to the Stay in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Tune in tomorrow for an influential doctrine.